the shield, letting it all hang out. I see two forms of oversharing in our culture. The first is what I call floodlighting, and the other is the smash and grab. As we discussed in the chapter on vulnerability myths, oversharing is not vulnerability. In fact, it often results in disconnection, distrust, and disengagement. The shield, floodlighting. To understand floodlighting, we have to see that the intentions behind this kind of sharing are multifaceted and often include some combination of soothing one's pain, testing the loyalty and tolerance in a relationship, and/or hotwiring a new connection. We've only known each other for a couple of weeks, but I'm going to share this and we'll be BFFs now. Unfortunately for all of us who've done this, and I include myself in this group, the response is normally the opposite of what we're looking for. People recoil and shut down, compounding our shame and disconnection. You can't use vulnerability to discharge your own discomfort or as a tolerance barometer in a relationship. I'll share this and see if you stick around, or to fast forward a relationship. It just won't cooperate. Ordinarily, when we reach out and share ourselves, our fears, hopes, struggles, and joy, we create small sparks of connection. Our shared vulnerability creates light in normally dark places. My metaphor for this is twinkle lights. I keep them in my house year-round as a reminder. There's something magical about the idea of twinkle lights shining in dark and difficult places. The lights are small, and a single light is not very special, but an entire strand of sparkling lights is sheer beauty. It's the connectivity that makes them beautiful. When it comes to vulnerability, connectivity means sharing our stories with people who have earned the right to hear them. People with whom we've cultivated relationships that can bear the weight of our story. Is there trust? Is there mutual empathy? Is there reciprocal sharing? Can we ask for what we need? These are the crucial connection questions. When we share vulnerability, especially shame stories, with someone with whom there is no connectivity, their emotional and sometimes physical response is often to wince, as if we've shone a floodlight in their eyes. Instead of a strand of delicate lights, our shared vulnerability is blinding, harsh, and unbearable. If we are on the receiving end, our hands fly up and cover our faces. We squeeze our entire faces, not just our eyes shut, and we look away. When it's over, we feel depleted, confused, and sometimes even manipulated. Not exactly the empathic response that those telling the story were hoping for. Even for those of us who study empathy and teach empathy skills, it's rare that we're able to stay attuned when someone's oversharing has stretched us past our connectivity with them.